1490.
This is Madge Cooper with another capsule comment on Passions for 1960.
The anniversary of the ending of the European War, VE Day, remember it? Sure, we hollered ourselves sick at it 3 years ago.
This was and is the voice of WMRN, a radio station which in the past two decades has become an integral part of community life.
WMRN, Marion.
The founder of WMRN, Robert T. Mason, December 23rd, 1960.
2 o'clock, December 23rd, 1940. Before Pearl Harbor, before building of the Scioto Ordnance Plant, before Marion Engineer Depot, before Marion launched on a program of rebirth and rebuilding. 20 years ago, a new voice of progress appeared upon the scene, a voice dedicated to public service and community progress. This was and is the voice of WMRN, a radio station which in the past two decades has become an integral part of community life. While other electronic media have emphasized rock and roll or frantic and frenzied broadcasting, it has been the unswerving policy of this station to render only such substantial and intimate service as could be obtained from no other source, even to recovery of lost pets or people. Thank you for your support for the past 20 years. May the future be bright and happy for all of you as we now begin our 21st year of broadcasting from WMRN.
Madge Guthrie, broadcasting via telephone from New York, July of 1960 on WMRN.
Hello from New York. This is Madge Cooper with another capsule comment on Passions for 1960. Think of an overblouse that is gently fitted, that is a little longer than the hip bone. It usually has a round neck, short sleeves, a little less than halfway between shoulder and elbow. Now, pose this overblouse over a slim skirt, a box pleated skirt, a nice pleated skirt, or a skirt with a little flirt of flare at the hemline. This is the basic shape and the newest and most universal. It has endless variations. It is made by every designer and I'm sure by every manufacturer in New York, and we've seen at least a few from California. Now this basic long body line appears as a suit, as dresses, as coats, yes, even coats, as evening wear, and certainly as sportswear. Add a little round collar and a pussycat bow and it looks schoolgirl young. Wear it collarless and in a luxury brocade and it looks utterly sophisticated. It's sometimes done in all fur and it is a shape to be considered.
Rod Serling, creator and host of The Twilight Zone, wrote and produced this Victory in Europe message when he worked as an intern at WMRN, May 6th, 1948.
Ask any ex-GI Joe from the 7th Infantry, or the 512th Combat Engineers, or one of the ex-Screaming Eagles of the 101st Airborne. Yeah, ask any of the others who took that conducted tour through Europe. And found the reception was, well, far from pleasant. Or if you could, ask any one of the doughfoots of the airmen who found that tour was a one-way affair with no passage home. They'd tell you what May 6th meant. Oh, yeah, they could tell you. They could tell you from where they are now. Casino, Anzio, Cologne, Sicily, Normandy. Oh, a lot of places. Names on the map is all they are. Names on the map. They used to be marked with dots. Now they're crosses.